Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, but the real star of our show is the gentleman we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Great to be with all of you, wherever all of you are. I'm here with you, Michael Horn, and, I get my San Diego State College football update.
Oh, you do, because you played there for so many years.
I certainly did.
Yes.
And so they keep in contact with me.
That's good.
And they always, every day now, is kind of a countdown to kickoff.
Yeah, college football
season.
So
it's 41 days. Thereabouts.
It goes up and down. It kind of fluctuates. Yeah, 39 to 41 days.
Whatever I decide it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. But so college football is fast approaching, which I really like. We're starting to drone on into the last half of Major League Baseball, which is here nor there, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, come on. It's exciting, and you know it.
Until the playoffs come.
Yeah, but it's going to be exciting this second.
It's another another blown save by Kenley, and then
you're too much in the Dodgers. Look at the Yankees and the Red Sox, and
well,
all.
Well, I love the Yankees and the Red Sox. That matchup, is what you want.
We're a national show. We got to look at it all to see what's going on. The Cubbies and the Cardinals.
Yes, I'm savoring the moment when the college football gets here.
It's good. And the Astros. There's nobody that can catch the Astros. Just the Seattle's doing pretty well. Let me ask you, do they invite you to go back to San Diego State at all?
Sometimes they do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be fun to go down there with you when you give a talk to these players and they'd look at you as one.
I've given one talk to the team, and that's when Brady Hoke was the coach several years ago. And but that's it. At some point in time, you're an alumni. You're really an alumni.
Well, invite Fred out there. If you're listening from San Diego State, send him an email. Follow him on Twitter. Just follow him Twitter_Fred_Dreyer on Twitter. That's his handle. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. But email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using J.B. Weld Original Cold Weld Formula Epoxy, then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation. Don't toss it. JB Weld it."
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the legendary football player, the iconic actor, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Now, Fred, Courtney Kader, our executive producer here of the show, put together some new features this week for you, and she gave us This Week in Sports History. Just some comments on you. From you, 1933, Joe DiMaggio ended his 61-game hitting streak in the Pacific Coast League. For gosh sakes, he was ripping them up in minor league baseball.
Oh, he was a dynamo no matter where he went.
In 1970, the Cincinnati Reds' Johnny Bench hit three consecutive home runs off the Phillies' Steve Carlton. Lefty,
lefty
gave up three home
gave
runs.
Three dingers to the future gambler.
That's right. Well, to Johnny Bench, he didn't gamble. Pete Rose did it. And in 1978, Cincinnati's Pete Rose, this is when it was the big red machine back in the 70s, he set a National League record hitting in 38 consecutive games. Pete Rose did back in 78.
That's pretty good, yeah.
1992, Nolan Ryan strikes out his 100th batter for the 23rd consecutive season.
How about that?
Now, here's the question I want to pose to you based on that. And I was watching a show talking about amazing sports venues in Los Angeles, and they talked about the Dodgers, and they talked about Fernando Valenzuela. When he started in his rookie year, I believe he had eight consecutive wins and complete games that he pitched. Complete games! And now these pitchers, including the great Clayton Kershaw and everybody, can't get out of the seventh inning, can't get out of the fifth. This season alone, we're watching non-pitchers get on the mound and pitch against each other. I think in the Cubs-Cardinals games, they had two guys that weren't even pitchers on the mound because they're saving these poor little wimps' arms. Fernando pitched eight consecutive games. What is the difference between Fernando Valenzuela and the player of that era and these wimps that call themselves pitchers in this era, and they're making $1 billion more, they're worried about extending their careers, they're making $20 million more dollars than the other guys did, and they're wimps?
Well, look, we talked about this before. You can apply that to every sport. Football is the same, I think.
And we will in just a minute.
John Harbaugh has some things to say about the rookies today. But the interesting thing here is that you pay all these people money.
Lots of money.
You pay them all this money, and therefore you have to have rules and regulations
Why?
That go along with it.
They paid them a lot of money. Koufax and Drysdale.
It's government baseball. I keep telling people it's government football.
That's
it's government baseball. It's rules and regulations, and that's what you get. And it's sickening. You know, if a guy can't go, he's on the pitch count. I believe he just pitched his 74th pitch. Well, he's on a 70 pitch count. He's four over. We got to get the bullpen up.
It's crazy. And this year, the Dodgers did. They have a position player on the mound pitching because they run out of players now to pitch. They're going to have pitching staffs of 80 people to go ahead and with this kind of craziness where they can only throw so many pitches. Put the guy out there until he runs out of gas. Let him go. Tell him, hey, you're going to throw a complete game. We need you to do it. And quit wimping out to these guys. Management, everything. You're right about this. There's some kind of unwritten regulation that's saying they can't do it.
It's the same bureaucracy that has given us the sabermetrics philosophy of how to judge and how to look at professional baseball now, and it's sickening. It's aggravating to try to figure out why you can't tell a guy. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go out there and you're going to pitch unless you get shelled and we got to pull you out. And then that's what we'll do. That's why we have a bullpen. You have bullpens for a reason. But how you use the bullpen in relationship to pitch count when I tell people that Walter Alston allowed Sandy Koufax to pitch 17 innings.
17 innings in one game.
17.
Unbelievable. The guy would be arrested if Walter Alston was the manager now, they'd throw him out of the league. They'd say, you're destroying this guy.
Nobody said a thing.
Yeah, nobody said anything about it.
Including Sandy Koufax.
He just pitched. I mean, and you can say, well, Koufax's career was cut short. He could have had an operation and continued his career. Come on, it depends on that. It's a sport of individuals
that
make a team.
They didn't have that operation.
That's what I'm saying. Now, if he had it, he could have continued.
Well, he probably could have. But he was 30.
30 years of age. He still had in his short season, just to 30, he did more than any of these wimps that are so-called starting pitchers that are now. Steve Carlton used to pitch complete games. Look, he gave up 3 home runs to Pete Rose. Nobody's saying who won the game, whether the Phillies won or whether the Reds won. Could have been the Phillies, even though Pete hit the home runs.
What did Koufax have? He had in 1 year, he had over 20 complete games.
Yes. I think Fernando had close to 30. He led the league in 27 or 28 complete games when he was in his rookie year. Come on. Yeah. Nobody even has one complete game in this major leagues anymore.
Well, they don't want you to. They want to save you. And they're still falling apart. The Dodgers lost their entire starting rotation?
With their wimpy taking them out of the fourth inning?
In 6 weeks.
Yes. Because the pitchers can't pitch. They're not conditioned.
Well, nobody's in shape. As we already know, and it's just pathetic, and no one knows how to get well. The one great thing that I was able to do is I was able to understand injuries, mine and everybody else's, and you see everybody else get hurt, and you see how they get well, and what they do to go about preventing themselves from getting hurt, as the season goes on. And the whole thing is, can I show up and play the entire season? Can I stay in one piece? Will I get hurt? Okay, I probably will. How long will I stay hurt? How will I be on the DL? I don't want to be on the DL. I want to play and perform on my contract, and I want to perform for the team. And so what you wind up getting is players today who, I have a guaranteed contract. And I don't want to hurt my chances of free agency next year. And I'm really going to play hard this year so I can get a good contract next year in the free agent marketplace.
So in essence, we've lowered the bar. We've told these guys that make millions of dollars and sign these huge deals that they're going to be expected to pitch 4 or 5 innings, and that's a day's work.
As we will see here in the next conversation, there's the toughness in people is not ingrained early in their upbringing and their respective sports.
You've mentioned that in school when they play football, they don't even teach kids how to tackle.
Not only do they not tackle, they don't have two-a-days. They don't practice football in pads. If you want to practice playing football, you have to practice playing football. You can't go out running in shorts and then wait around and say, "Oh, gee, the game is Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and that's when I'll have my first bit of contact for this week." You can't play football that way.
It's like anything else in this world. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right, and it's worth preparing. you know, we get the stories to go through before the show. We may not take a whole lot of time for it, but we prep for the show. Courtney Kadera, our executive producer, preps for the program. You got to be ready to go. And I think these players that are in baseball and coming up here in our next segment, football, are just not prepared and not ready to go ahead and take the field and do what they got to do.
Yeah, that's right. And it's starting to show itself. And, you know, I don't know how many people care. I mean, I recognize it, but I'm to the point where I don't care about it.
And now you got me in that mood. Now I don't care about the rest of the baseball. Now
I don't care about
the rest of the starting pitchers. Thing. You know, when you got into the playoffs, if you had one or two good pitchers, they could start on 2 days rest and pitch complete games. You don't have that anymore. No wonder the Houston Astros could just roll over somebody. Maybe they're doing something a little different. I'm telling you, throw out sabermetrics, get rid of it, get back to playing baseball, an individual sport. Look at the guy and say, you can do it.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show, Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties.
Yes, thank you.
Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I've had more two-a-days in my entire life than all of these guys have had NFL games combined.
They might have even had two in their career. I don't know. Here's the deal. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. You were always prepared. You still, people talk about you now when they see you, they say, well, he's really in good shape. He's working out. I know you've got your workout room. I know you eat right. So we got some little news that gave me a little bit of dismay here. John Harbaugh said that the rookies that are, at least this college now, he's talking about, but he's the Baltimore Ravens coach, John Harbaugh, says, he doesn't think that the bodies of the rookies are tough enough to handle the rigors of the NFL. What's the deal here,
well,
Fred?
Well, he's now, go ahead and read further because he's on exactly on the mark.
His comments came after his rookie tight ends, Hayden Hurst and Mark Andrews, missed their combined fifth practice of training camp. They were just in training camp and they've missed five practices already because of soft tissue injuries. And here's the quote from Harbaugh. He says, one thing I've noticed, guys coming out of college aren't as calloused up as they used to be. We used to practice twice a day in full pads, and those players know. I'm talking to you out there who know you've played in the NFL Football League or played in college 10 or 15 years ago, that it's not even close to the same thing. So there's a certain type of in shape, certain type of football fitness, certain type of callousness, muscles, joints, tendons, ligaments, that kind of toughen up. They callous up a little bit, and you can practice all day and run all night. Then our guys coming in right now, most of them don't have that. So I'm talking to you, Fred Dreyer, because you were in college. You talk about prepping. You're one of the big comments you make about players in the NFL period, let alone guys coming out of college, is they're just not ready to go. They're not ready to toughen up.
They don't know anything about the sport that they're playing.
What do you mean?
They don't know how to prepare for it. They don't know what hitting is. They think hitting in a game is what it is. If you want to play a contact sport, you have to be in a contact practice environment. You just can't go out in shorts and walk through stuff and say, okay, this is where the running back comes up off a tackle, and this is where we'd all congregate and tackle him. So let's pretend to do that. And whatever you do, don't do it too vigorously because we don't want you to get hurt here. We all have to go to lunch and watch films, you know. And so all of this stuff is that I remember playing teams that did a lot of hitting during two-a-days.
And two workouts a day, right?
Two workouts a day in pads.
And full uniform, yes.
And six preseason games, and everybody played. And by the time the season started, you had already played six games.
Wow.
And you had practiced. We come into training camp. We have probably 22 two-a-days.
Yep.
22 days, 3 weeks of two-a-days. You would probably come out in pads, helmets, shoulder pads, and shorts the first day and do conditioning stuff and thud drills. And then you come out in the afternoon full uniform, and there would be some form of a scrimmage every day in the afternoon.
And that just doesn't happen anymore. These guys, Hayden Hurst and Mark Andrews, they were two of Baltimore's first four picks in the draft. They've left the team thin now at the tight end position.
Yeah, because they have a bruise.
Because they're not calloused up. They're not toughened up. They're not ready to come.
Well, they don't know what a quality injury is. They don't know anything about the sport they're playing. And I say that, it sounds funny, but they don't know anything about it because they don't know how to prepare for it. And they don't know how to prepare for it because they don't prepare for it.
They don't
prepare.
So your off-season was what? When you were off-season, you were working out with weights and things every day, right?
Well, they do that. That's all they do.
Okay.
They lift weights and they get these great bodies and they wear shorts and they wear tank tops out to practice and they have these headsets on and they're listening to rap while they're practicing and everybody's standing around the sideline watching these guys kind of do nothing. and then the game starts, and then people don't know how to engage the ball carrier or bring him to the ground. I keep saying this, and as long as they don't do anything about it, I'll keep saying it. This sport is on its way out if somebody doesn't stand up. And it's great to see John Harbaugh talk the way he's talking.
Yes, finally somebody said it.
Here's the other thing. You better negotiate the Players Association back into the sport. And by that I mean you better tell them next contract between the owners and the players, you're going to have hitting two-a-days during practice.
We're back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Hornan, the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Talking a little bit about this statement from John Harbaugh, the Baltimore Ravens coach, who says he doesn't think that the bodies of rookies that come to his team or come out to training camp are tough enough to handle the rigors of the NFL. He says there's too many of these soft tissue injuries. He says one thing he's noticed is guys come out of college, they're not as calloused up as they used to be. They used to be toughened up. They had the callousness, the muscles, the joints, the tendons, the ligaments, toughened them up. And now they're getting all these injuries. These guys, Hayden Hurst and Mark Andrews, leaving Baltimore very thin at tight ends. And Fred's right along with this because people are not ready to come. This is football. For God's sakes, football, they should be ready to go. Baseball's the same way. Spring training, they got their little mobile remote control cars or whatever, and they're playing with them out in the field. They're not sliding. They're not learning how to bunt. They're not moving around. They're not doing push-ups and getting going in the baseball season. And then you got these guys that keep having injuries. Talk about the Justin Turner on the Dodgers. What did he have? He had a hamstring, and now it's bothering him again, right?
Well, he has a groin.
I mean, a groin pull. You're right. Yeah, and groins are tough to come back from. Here's the deal. You see, the goalies in hockey have this. I heard somebody talking about this. If you come back too soon on a groin injury, it's tougher then to get healed up the second time around. Is that correct?
Well, everybody's different. The groin injury is a difficult injury because it is very intricate. There's a lot of muscle and ligament junctures down in that area that you have to be careful of. And so it all goes back to my thing about preparation. You have to stretch, and you have to really understand what the dynamics of your sport are. You know, you go out and sit around in baseball and kind of like are lazy shagging balls and taking batting practice and hanging out and hanging over the batting cage, talking to your teammates and stuff, and then taking infield and catching some flies and throwing the ball back in. Then you go sit on the bench, and then you go sit around for a while. And then by the time you're actually having to sprint after to have to dig around second base to go to third, you know, it's like you've never done anything.
You haven't put yourself into that position, that kind of stress.
And so, you know, when you look at Harbaugh, he says he's rookies. Well, I'll say this, you know, and this is what it is. As far as I can see, what I see when I watch teams play pro football today is that none of them can tackle. And that's because none of them hit during the season. None of them hit during the preseason. They don't have an understanding of their sport. I've said that earlier in the broadcast here. None of them understand their sport because none of them allow themselves really to understand how do you prepare for a contact sport. No, if you don't have contact, what are you doing wearing a uniform? You know, I said this before that, the one thing that defines football is contact, engaging the ball carrier, bringing him to the ground. And these guys here come out of high school without hitting. They come out of college without hitting. You know, a kid will pass out, you know, in the heat exhaustion of the day of the summer practices, and everybody gets scared because, well, you know, a kid goes into a coma or, God forbid, he passes away, and they have to say, well, see, this sport's so terrible, we've got to cut back on it. Well, here's my deal then. get rid of it.
Get rid of the sport then, right?
Get rid of it. Do not don't go telling people we're going to give you $22 million a year not to prepare yourself to hit on Sunday. It used to be this. You know, we used to complain, you know, we're out here 2-a-days, 2.5 hours, twice a day, 5 hours a day on rock hard ground in the heat of the day like it is today. Like it is around America in the summertime. It's blistering hot. It's humid. You're losing fluids, and you're getting muscles pulled, and you're having contact, and we're not getting enough money to do this crap. Well, now they're getting way too much money to do it, and now they don't do it.
Exactly. They don't do it
they
now.
They get paid not to hit.
It's pretty sad, and that's what I'm saying about the starting pitchers in baseball. That's what I'm saying about people not getting prepared. The Dodgers, luckily enough, got Manny Machado, who is going to be able to play third base, I guess, and fill in for Justin Turner while he's gone. But it's still, you know, it's like how many members of the team do you need now when you cut back these people and get them to perform less than they should be performing? It's pretty sad.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And when people start getting hurt, like, you know, I talked to some of friends over at the Dodgers, and I asked them, I said, why? I said, I would love to know in an interview, I would love to know what Justin Turner is doing for his groin. Give me the specifics of what he's doing for his groin. Everything.
We could find that out. Maybe you have some thoughts about that.
And nobody asks any questions.
If you have some thoughts about it, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Protect your engine from sludge and wear and increase performance with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This show is flying by today. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The acting legend, the football all-pro defensive end. I'm talking to Fred Dreyer here as he hosts the show each and every week.
Thank you.
So Tim Tebow talking about injuries. They said he was going to come up to the Mets. It looks like he's still in the minor leagues, and he's broken his hammock bone and his right hand. And
hammock? Is that the bone he uses when he lays in the hammock?
I think that's it. And he's likely to miss the remainder of the season. He's not going to be called
up. Oh, he's going to be in the hammock the rest of the year.
It's too bad. It is too bad. Now, back to football for a second. Johnny Manziel, I know you're a big fan of his, and he's signed up with the Montreal Alouettes.
Six-pack Johnny?
And he sees team officials made it clear that he's going to get on the field. They say it's just a matter of when.
By
he says,
golly.
We didn't bring him here to have him sit on
Absolutely
the bench.
Absolutely not. We brought him here to have some beers with us.
And Manziel has practiced for the first time Monday. You think he was in good shape? You think Manziel gets really ready to go?
I think he gets oiled up pretty good.
And he might be hosting, they're going to host some preseason games and say, we'll find out. Manziel didn't play a single snap during a five-game stretch with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, but this looks like it's going to be a lot different. I think he's going to really...
Johnny's the type of guy you'd use in practice as the dummy. Say, hey, Johnny, come here. Here's what we need you to do. We're playing against a scrambling quarterback this week. So we're going to throw you the ball. We want you to run that way, and then we want you to run back that way. And we've got the front four here going to chase you and tackle you.
Now here's a story that shows you possibly there is a little softness into some of the players in the college football coming up into the NFL, and also the players already in the NFL. College football coaches and players, they can't wait for the preseason camp. The players are tired of the summer workouts. The coaches are glad to have the players back because they can be under constant supervision so they can avoid receiving late-night phone calls from local police. Here's a story. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz got a call.
Ferentz.
Ferentz, is that his name?
Yes.
Is he the Ferentz investigator?
Ferentz? Yes, he is.
Kirk Ferentz got a call, and Iowa police arrested the starting defensive tackle, Brady Reif, on a charge of public intoxication. Here's what happened. Ferentz shook his head in disbelief when he heard this, but Reif, whose breathalyzer test showed a blood alcohol content that was 0.204, anyway, he had more than twice the legal limit for anyone driving, wasn't pulled over by the police. He apparently was so drunk that he walked up to a police car, a cruiser, in Iowa City about 2 a.m. and attempted to open the vehicle's passenger door. And he noticed there was someone sitting in the passenger seat, and then he tried to open the back door. And when they asked what he was doing, the police asked him that, Reif said he was asking for a ride home. And then the police asked Reif if he thought the vehicle was an Uber, and he said, yes, is your place take me home? What? How can you be so drunk?
Hey, listen, they always say this. If you can't drive, find a ride home.
Well, this is what he was doing. That's what they're
exactly
saying.
Don't give the guy a hard time then.
No, well, he got suspended for the season opener against Northern Illinois coming up on September 1st, but he got no credit from Ferentz for at least trying to get a ride home instead of driving drunk. He should have gotten some credit for that, am I right?
Well, it's all circumstance. We're handicapping here from California. But
exactly.
The point is, sit down. The point is that what you have is this kid decides he's going to go to the police. He didn't go somewhere else. He didn't go to his girlfriend's. He went to the police and he went inside the squad car and said, "Give me a ride home. I'm drunk.
I'd like to ride home, please." Because I would give the kid some credit for at least trying to do that, but he didn't realize it was a police car.
Yeah, I'd take him over to the lawn and hose him down, wake him up a little bit before I took him in.
Kind of to wake him up?
Sure.
Anyway, basketball news. The Lakers, do you think they're going to gel up pretty good with LeBron James there?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see what LeBron. LeBron's not stupid, you know. He knows they've got some very talented young players there that will be very excited to perform for LeBron, and I think LeBron will make everybody better, and I think it's going to be a very well run team.
Now, Michael Beasley of the Lakers defended the full array of personalities of the Lakers that they've added around LeBron James during this offseason. And he said this week he doesn't like the idea of people judging them, the Lakers, on their personas or their reputations. He thinks it's going to come together like a basketball team. He says you got 14 guys other than LeBron James that know how to play basketball, and I think you got 29 teams that are overlooking the fact that they know how to play baseball. And so he's thinking this season's going to come together. I would agree with this guy.
Well, of course. Everybody criticizes doesn't know anything. Everybody that's criticizing, which is the press and all the pundits and all the people who are fans. I've been a Laker fan for 33 years, and I know great basketball when I see it. And the Lakers are this is not going to be a good year. You know, for people to come out and make those proclamations, you have to be drunk and not know what the hell you're talking about.
You know, I tend to agree with you on that. So. You know, you got 29 teams here. It's just going to add. I think it's going to be an exciting basketball year this year as well, too.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I think so.
People are going to be excited.
Baseball wise, do you think we're sort of like? You look at Boston and you look at New York. They're way out in the front. Probably one of those two teams is going to be one of the wild cards. You got the Angels that are playing pretty good ball. They're like 15 games out. They don't have a chance.
They're not even near being in the playoffs.
For the playoffs, or winning their division.
No, of course not. It's going to be Houston. It's going to be Red Sox, Yankees. Yeah. Who else is in there?
You got the Midwest. You got to look at the Central Division there. You got Cleveland, maybe.
Yeah, probably Cleveland. But National League, what do you got?
You got the Cubs or the Cards, maybe?
Not the Cardinals.
You got
Cubs, the Dodgers.
Phillies and Arizona.
Arizona. I think Arizona's going to be.
I think they might be a wild card team, or maybe win the. And it's going to be
Colorado could be a
Colorado's
wild card team.
Good. About to see what happens here. There's going to be the
Padres could come back.
You think so?
No.
Sorry, we love you in San Diego. There's still a shot. Don't give up yet. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email time, fan mail. Fred Dreyer, Kevin says, hi, just like to say Hunter was my favorite show when I was a kid. Thanks. All the best, Kev.
Great, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Pamela says, Hunter has to deal with Fireman, a flame-throwing psycho coming up on Heroes and Icon Network. Who was Fireman?
He played by an actor, Ken Forey, big black guy.
Yeah.
And we chased him downtown L.A. at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I finally shot him.
You smile when you give these. Look at you got that grin on your face. Is that Hunter never smiled like you did it right now?
Well, that's because we went after it, and then we consummated the storyline, and it was wonderful.
Sometimes the character of Hunter and Dreyer meshed together, and we just had that moment here on the show.
Was.
I'm sorry we don't have the camera
exactly
going, but we're proud of yourself that you got rid of Fireman. Oh, boy. Okay, Carl says, hey, Fred, still a huge fan of you and still watches Hunter. He's got the box set. Will there ever be a reboot or a reunion show? Would love that.
Well, the reboot and the reunion show is not up to me. We've done a couple of those over the decades, but... I think that show has pretty much run its course.
You don't think they would bring back, like, the, Fred Dreyer, have you guys out there and maybe some of those rascal units or something chasing people down out there? You and Stephanie kind of rev those things up and get going?
Yeah, with mopeds.
It'd be pretty,
chasing down bad guys with mopeds.
Wouldn't it be good? You have a broom instead of your gun that you would have.
Hunter, be careful!
Send your emails to freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Hunter.
We'll be right back. We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you with us here.
How do you do?
I'm doing fine. How do you do? A couple of other baseball facts here today for you. There's some events of interest this week in sports. In 1933, the NFL divided into two 5-team divisions. Now it's like 15, 18-team divisions, isn't it? How many divisions do they have in the
football? 32 teams.
32, so they had two. There were 10 teams.
In pro football?
In pro football, 1933, they had two 5-team divisions, 10 teams.
10 teams. See, that's the original league.
That would... Those must have been great games to watch, the best of the best players, right?
Well, they were all the owners knew one another, and they all decided in order for this league to make it, we're going to have to go on a business model philosophy where we share the gate.
Yes.
And that is, in fact, Wellington Mara told me this, that is, in fact, what saved that league.
Really?
Yes.
1948, the Babe Ruth story, the movie premiered, and it was Babe Ruth's last public appearance at that movie.
Oh.
Someday we got to have you tell that Babe Ruth chair story again.
My Babe Ruth story?
That's great. Mickey Mantle, in 1952, hit his first Grand Slammer. Also, in 1957, Mickey Mantle hits his career home run number 200.
I love Mickey.
Mickey's the greatest, right?
The best.
He was a great. Floyd Patterson. I don't know. We never talk boxing on this show enough, but Floyd Patterson, one of my all-time favorite boxers. In 1957, he TKO'd Tommy Jackson in a 10-round heavyweight for the boxing title, which was pretty good. Here's one of the great things that happened this week, and I'd like your reflections on this. This happened in 1990, one of the classic
moments. I can remember back there.
Think back, and then listen, you hear, "Oh, say, can you see?" Roseanne Barr sang the national anthem at the Cincinnati Reds-San Diego Padres game, and the Padres still have not recovered from that.
What year was that?
That was in 1990. In fact, the Reds didn't have a winning...
That's when she grabbed her crotch and spit.
And that 1990, I don't think the Reds have recovered since that, right?
That jinxed the entire league.
I think it did. In 1990, the Boston Red Sox set a major league record with 12 doubles in one game. So, hey, here's one other thought here on this, because we were talking about the wimp players. In 1997, quarterback Brett Favre re-signed with the Green Bay Packers for $50 million for 7 years. That guy gave it his all, I think, based on the... It was a lot of money, but he was there wanting to play every day.
Yes.
So, he wasn't one of the wimpers that we're talking about.
No. I mean, he was on a generation that was right on the cusp of players coming to training camp and practicing... two-a-days. Remember, players, the more ownership said to them, and this is the key, the more ownership said to the Players Association, look, we'll give you whatever you want, just don't strike.
Is that what it was?
That's right. And Gene Upshaw went to the owners and said, don't worry about it. Give me this money. I will guarantee you there will be no work stoppage, but here's what we want. And when they came back and said, we don't want to practice more than an hour and a half a day.
That's it.
We don't want two-a-days. We don't want to hit. We don't want to do this. And the owner said, if we sign off on that, will you show up and not strike? Yes. Okay, you got all the money, and those are the terms and conditions that the players set. This stuff that Jim Harbaugh is talking about started in college with Title IX, and it's rolled over into pro football with the players saying, we're going to negotiate hitting and contact out of the sport because we don't want to do it.
The end of pro football as we know it. That is truly it. Your thoughts on that? Email us, please, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Go to Fred's website, by the way, freddreyer.co, freddreyer.co.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back. Your final segment in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Walter has sent an email to you,
Walter.
Fred. He says, Mr. Dreyer, this is addressing you formally. I was always, he says, was always, I don't know, I was always a big fan of yours, as were my father and uncle. They both played football at Santa Clara. My uncle, Paul Kahn, played in the Orange Bowl for Santa Clara and joined the Army rather than play professional football. He served in Korea and was injured, so never got the chance. My father also joined the Army and continued playing in the Army for several years in Europe prior to Vietnam. Anyway, we all grew up fans of the Rams and some of the great players such as yourself. Thank you.
Wow, that's great. That's good stuff. That's a whole family devoted to Fred Dreyer, Hunter, L.A. Rams.
He sends a picture of you and the beautiful Stephanie, like staring at each other here.
Look at that. What am I doing there?
You're looking at her, and she's staring at you. And
she just said, let's go down to the beach and get a hot dog.
Is that what she just did? Did you guys, did they ever have an episode like a day where you would go and get donuts or something? Did Hunter and Stephanie?
Yeah, but the fun thing about it, as you got to do this show,
yes.
As the years went on,
yes.
She and I got to do what they call little ad-libs that bridged scenes. Like, this is the scene where we're supposed to get in the car, start the car, and drive out. And then the next scene is us driving down to the beach, you know. So, but in there, this little scene there, I would tell the sound people, I'd say, Vince, leave the sound open, leave the microphone, because I might want to say something. And, of course, we get in the car, and I'd say, are you ready? You know, or I'd say, let's get a soda, let's get a beer, let's stop off and get a six-pack, let's go to the Apple Pan, let's get lunch, you and me.
You would say that?
I would say those types of things.
And did they use it on
the
show?
Yeah, they would use it.
Why the Apple Pan? Did you get paid remuneration?
No, because it was just one of the many places we passed when we were shooting in Westwood.
You'd see it. You'd see the Apple Pan.
I would say, hey, let's stop at the Apple Pan and get some stuff. We'd send a PA over and say, give us two Apple Pans.
And then there'd be a scene of you and Stephanie Kramer eating.
Yeah, and we'd be eating, standing on the curb, waiting for the cars to be waiting for the car to come back around to pick us up.
We need those outtakes. All right, don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, and check out his website, FredDreyer.co.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.